KRVO.
50 to 60% of the corn acres in the Page, North Dakota area went prevent plant this year. Paige Elsner operates Page Seed and Agronomy.
Overall, everything looks really good. Quite a different story than last year at this time. We've been pulling a lot of ears, and the corn's right around half milk line right now. We've got some earlier planted cornfields that will be black laying here in about 5-6 days already.
Good to see.
Yeah, and another chunk of it that will be probably 13-14 days away yet.
Elsner says the soybeans are in the R6 stage and are putting on pods like crazy.
Beans look really good. We're seeing a little white mold here and there. I kind of expected to see a little more maybe with the fog we've had, but everything's holding on really well.
Crops in the Tower City, North Dakota area got a little bit later start. Innovative Ag Solutions co-owner Justin Johnson says much of the soybeans didn't get planted until after last year's corn crop was harvested.
Yeah, so actually on June 6th, this was still standing corn right where we're at. So it kind of shows how late everything was and, you know, what's coming from 2019. Turned around, planted half the field on June 7th. And then we got rain and we didn't get back in until June 15th. We decided to still put the plot in that we're standing here just because we wanted to see how things reacted to late planting. And we've been very happy. This is an Enlist plot. And we're able to walk out into the beans and they're up, they're waist high. So we're really happy with how the Pioneer Enlists are looking.
Brandon Larson says wet fields have been the biggest challenge.
Well, it's been a struggle. Too much moisture would be a main focal point here. It started out in the spring. We ended up going in real late and a lot of the corn acres, you know, didn't get planted and a lot of, you know, I'd say 30 to 50% prevent plant around here. And as we continued into the summer, we got some big rains and we did lose a lot of our low areas to drowned out. But I mean, take those areas out, we got a pretty good crop coming.
Phenomenal has been one word commonly used to describe the corn and soybean parts of the crop tour. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Megan Overby has more in this update.
Based at Buchanan, North Dakota, Matt Carlson of Plainview Seed and Agronomy says a large chunk of prevent plant acres were seen in the area this year. The corn and soybeans that did get planted, however, are thriving with the heat and rainfall.
The soybeans look really good. The planting is definitely down on those, but what's there, it could be a lot of 40-50 bushel beans, and for our area, that's pretty darn good. Pod counts and stuff, if you go by that at all, I mean, it's exciting to see the crops that are out there, and we're even getting some hills and some different areas that are starting to turn color. So I think the beans and corn that were planted are going to be well above average.
Harvest of the early planted soybeans is approximately 3 to 4 weeks away in central North Dakota. Carlson, along with Precision Seed and Service owner Corey O'Leary, were part of the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer. O'Leary, who is based at Lake Park, Minnesota, says this year's corn crop is in a positive position.
Yes, the corn is pretty well dented in our geography, depending on planting date, of course. You know, some of the earlier maturity products, early 80-day stuff, is quickly approaching black layer. Early September here, we're gonna see a fair amount of corn that's meeting physiological maturity and hopefully get some nice September days to dry that crop down and lead into a great harvest.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Overby on the Red River Farm Network.